I was a practicing clinician working in a home health agency model. I wasn't allowed to dose my patients as per best practice guidelines. So I said, there's gotta be a way to do this better.
My grandmother and my grandfather, I started seeing them going in and out of long-term care. It started personal, seeing the sick side of 80, and now it's been exciting to be part of Fox.
Light bulb moment.
Like, that's a complete game changer.
You can see what we can do as a practice and as treating clinicians to really make 80, 85 look so much different than it did back that long ago.
And boil it down into one saying, it's quite simply this. It's be stronger, live better longer.
Welcome to Fox Rehabilitation's Live Better Longer podcast, the podcast dedicated to clinicians who work with older adults. My name is Jim Scheer, and today, because it is Occupational Therapy Month, I am joined by occupational therapist Jadra Smith. Jadra, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you, Jim.
Are you celebrating hard for Occupational Therapy Month?
I am.
You know,
trying to get ready.
Okay, well, the thing is, whenever I ask a PT or an OT or an SLP what they do during their celebratory month, they usually say, well, I'm working, I'm doing this for my patients, I'm doing this for their families, and then maybe I'll celebrate a little afterwards. The goal is, though, at some point during Occupational Therapy Month, you should celebrate yourself.
Makes sense. And I mean, I think for my patients, just being a little bit extra creative, but after that,
see? There we go. Thinking of your patients, thinking of your patients first, but that ain't a bad thing. That ain't a bad thing. So, Jadra, I'm always interested in origin stories. So, since it is Occupational Therapy Month, I want to tell your origin story. So, when in your life did you decide to become an occupational therapist?
Actually, pretty early on when I was in high school. At the time, I had a great-grandmother who lived to be 104, and
nice.
I would go with my grandfather to visit her in her assisted living facility, and through that, I was able to meet her occupational therapist that she worked on and off with for a long time, and I had some great conversations with them, and from there, I was able to talk to my high school counselor and set up a couple of shadowing opportunities and got to see the day-to-day life of an occupational therapist, and I just loved it from there and applied to college.
That's cool. So in high school, you met with your counselor and said, hey, could I shadow someone who does occupational therapy?
Yes. Yep. And that was after meeting one and kind of seeing what they do previously.
I love stories like that where you see it when you're young and you're like, yeah, I think I want to do that. And then you dive a little bit deeper. And then after you do the deep dive, you're like, yep, this is it. This is what I want to do. So when you got out of high school and then when you went into college, you were on an occupational therapy path. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. And I moved forward. I went to Duville College and I got my combined bachelor's and master's degree.
And Jadra, what did it for you? Like, now that you are an occupational therapist, what is it about OT that you like?
Honestly, just changing lives. No matter what setting you're in, you are changing somebody's life. And I think that's something to be really proud of.
Yeah, I love that answer. And did you ever consider any other discipline?
Honestly, no. And it sounds crazy. It does sound crazy, but, you know, I think, and maybe partially it's luck and, you know, the help from my grandfather who really kind of showed me, hey, this is something that you might be interested in. Come meet your great-grandmother's therapist and see if you like it. And maybe he just knew me well enough to point me in the right direction.
So your great-grandmother, did she ever get physical therapy or speech therapy?
I'm not sure about speech. She probably did at a certain point. Definitely PT and OT.
But your great-grandfather never called when she was getting physical therapy?
Oddly enough, no. For some reason, the occupational therapy really just stood out to him.
I think, maybe I'm wrong, but there is a creativeness to occupational therapy. So maybe to his eyes, it was just more interesting. And he's like, oh, you got to check this out, Jadra. So do you know why he called you for OT, but didn't call you for PT?
Yeah, I'm feeling like he knew what PT was before. And I think occupational therapy was new to him. And you know, I think he enjoyed it. So, and I think he thought it really helped. Not that the physical therapy right. didn't, but, you know, I think the occupational therapy stood out to him as something new.
It's interesting you say that, because if you went up to the normal person walking down the street, someone who maybe doesn't have a parent or a grandparent or a great-grandparent in therapy, they would probably assume that all therapy was physical therapy. And do you ever encounter that in your everyday life?
Yes. And honestly, I love it only because I get to explain what occupational therapy is again. And for a lot of people, that really excites them when they realize that there is someone out there that can literally help them do almost anything inside or outside of their home.
Yes, all those very important functions that give you life, that make you excited.
Yes, and you know, some of these people, they've just been isolated for so long, and when they realize there is someone out there who has a job to help them do these things, they get so excited, and I think that's awesome.
Jadra, can we role play for a second? Walking down the street, you bump into someone, and they just assume that you're a physical therapist, and you say, no, I'm an occupational therapist. And then that person says, well, what's the difference? What do you say?
The difference, and sometimes just to give a really broad example, to not tie someone down for too long, I say, hey, I can help you do almost anything you need to be able to do inside and outside your home. And that's pretty much just my starting point. You know, your daily functions, your daily occupations can be anything that you need to be able to do.
Like, yeah, well, my grandmother, she loved to garden, but she doesn't do it anymore. Could you get my grandma out in the garden again?
I would say if that's important to your grandma, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jadra, do you have any favorite, memorable, or standout moments that you've had with a patient?
There's a lot of standout moments. I guess one of my favorite reoccurring moments is when you take someone that has been isolated in their home, and they were so used to being able to get out of the house doing what they want to be able to do. And leisure activities are so important to people. So when they're isolated and they feel alone in their home and they aren't able to participate in those things, you know, A, you're more likely to develop depression, anxiety, mood disorders, but two, you lose that sense of independence. So when you take someone who's been isolated and you give them back that independence and they're able to get outside of their home and get back to their community, that's one of the best feelings, is when you can take someone that far.
Do you get to see that reaction when it finally clicks for someone?
Yes. Yes. And that recently happened for me. I had a woman who could hardly walk around inside of her home. And by the end of our plan of care, she was able to walk around the inside of her home without a device, and then be able to walk around her neighborhood, meet up with her neighbors with just a straight cane. And it really just gave her that feeling that she's back out there again.
Yes.
And that's what she's been missing.
And did she express any gratitude towards you? Or did you see like a change in her mood when she was finally able to turn the corner?
Throughout the whole process, she just loved it. She was so excited. And she's telling everyone about Fox. I'm going to be honest. She's telling everyone about Fox and how great it is and how much they can do for someone. And she's explaining it too, like a therapist. I told her she's thinking like a therapist now. The way that she explains her treatments to people, and she explains why we did it. And because she knows, you know, every step of the way. You know, as a therapist, I like to explain why I'm doing something, because it relates back to function.
Yeah.
And she loved that too. And she was able to, you know, then take that information and I think spread the word.
That has to be so cool when you're getting reactions in real time. You're doing your therapy, you have a plan, and they say to you, oh my gosh, like this is working. What you're doing is actually working in my life.
And yeah, every time I would meet up with her, she would take a moment and just, you know, tell me something new that happened that week for her that she wasn't able to do before. And that was amazing.
That's great. So, Jadra, how long have you officially been an occupational therapist?
I've been a therapist for about 6 years now.
Okay. All right. 6 years. Creeping up on double digits.
We're getting there.
Yeah. So, any good advice you could give to someone who's just starting out? And then after you answer this question, I'm going to flip it around.
For a new therapist starting out, I think maintaining communication with your team is so important. There's so many great therapists out there with different perspectives, different treatment ideas. And I think to maintain that collaboration with the people surrounding you is very, very helpful starting out.
Interdisciplinary collaboration, right? You would also pick the brain of an SLP or a PT.
Definitely.
Yeah, see PTs, if there's any PTs still listening, maybe they turned off after the first 5 minutes. But listen, we love the interdisciplinary collaboration approach. And you know that I'm just having fun with all the disciplines.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, and, you know, they give you a different perspective, too. And that's also very important.
That is true. So, Jadra, when you were coming up, do you remember any good advice you got that kind of helped change your game?
I think just having, even when I was going through my clinicals back in school, my clinical educator just made it known to me, you know, it's okay to not know everything. The job itself, I think being a therapist, you know, it's a lifelong learning journey. It's just important to know when to ask questions. And I think, you know, that helps you with research and everything else as you move forward. So I thought that was definitely a good piece of advice.
Now, who gave that to you again?
My clinical educator.
I love that because starting out in any field can be so overwhelming and you feel like you do need to know everything. So to have someone say that is great peace of mind.
Definitely. Especially through Fox, I continue my learning journey every day here. And I think it's wonderful that Fox does so much of that education aspect. It's a big part of why I love Fox.
Nice. We need to put you in a Fox commercial and your patient in a Fox commercial. This is great. We're lucky to have you, though. We're lucky to have people like you, Jadra. You decided in high school that you wanted to do OT, and you do it because you want to change lives.
All right. Thank you.
So let's talk about creativity. OTs, can we agree, are very creative.
Yes.
I would say the most creative discipline, but I may get some people mad. But we know. Come on, everyone. PTs, SLPs, you know that OTs are creative. So do you like that about your job? And do you have any good examples of having to be super creative on the fly?
Definitely. And my mind just keeps going back to this patient that I've been thinking of recently. We weren't able to get outside of her house to go shopping. So a lot of the time we would simulate a full shopping experience using the inside and the outside of her home. And I would just kind of talk her through it. Yeah. And I would almost just simulate like somebody else coming up, you know, getting too close to her with her shopping cart or something. And then we'd get up to the cashier and we'd go through reaching for things. I'd give her an actual bag and I would give her a list and we'd collect the things in her house. And she would get everything ready in her bag. And I just thought that that was a really great way to go through the experience without being able to get out there.
I love that. Like you couldn't get out to the grocery store. So you say, hey, like we'll create one in your house.
Yes. Yep.
Do you have any other stories like that? Because I'm just fascinated by the world of OTs where you're like, all right, well, can't get out. We'll do the grocery store here with like shopping carts and checkout counters. So any other times where you had to be creative on the fly? And I'm sure you probably have to be creative on the fly all the time. But any moments that stick out to you?
Definitely. I have patients that are getting ready to go to a special event. I have them put on the exact outfit, the exact shoes, and we practice walking around and or like if there's going to be a platform that they need to get up onto, we practice the amount of stairs and the same shoes. So that way, you know, they feel confident when they go to that special event that they can do what they need to do and enjoy themselves.
It's a dress rehearsal.
Yep.
And I love it too, where their minds are probably more into the event, not even realizing that they're utilizing function and doing some exercise in the process.
Yes. Yes. And even the type of shoe will give you a different sort of stability. So if you have a woman that's used to wearing a little bit of a heel and she hasn't been doing that recently, it gives her that practice so that when she's in those shoes, she feels her most confident self.
Yeah. Go OT. All right. So it is Occupational Therapy Month. What will you do to celebrate? We know that you're going to be there for your patients. You're going to be creative for your patients. You change lives on a daily basis. But what is Jadra going to do for Jadra during OT month? And if you don't have an answer, then we'll have to come up with one today.
Okay. I have to be honest. I'm not sure yet where I'm going to. I do have to say, though, that usually someone on our team reaches out and tries to get the occupational therapist together to go out and just kind of talk a little bit.
So let's make that happen. Let's get the OTs, and you're in Charleston, right?
Yep.
All right, so if any OT in Charleston is listening right now, get together, celebrate yourselves during OT month. You deserve it. All right, we're putting out the bat signal. So, Jadra, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to put you on the spot. And if you're not cool with it, we won't have to do it. How's that for a cliffhanger? All right, so more with Jadra Smith, OT extraordinaire, right here on the Live Better Longer podcast. All right, so like we've been saying all episode long, it is the kickoff to Occupational Therapy Month. So what I need you to do is I need you to follow Fox Rehabilitation on all of our social media channels. I'm talking Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, all those platforms. Follow us because we will be showcasing our one-of-a-kind, amazing, clinically excellent occupational therapists all month long. So if you don't believe us, you can see it with your own eyes by following Fox Rehabilitation on all of our social media channels. And while you're there, if you're moved, give a thumbs up, leave a comment, encourage our occupational therapists. So get out, do the work, shout them out, because OTs should be celebrated, and that is what we're doing this month. We are back on Fox Rehabilitation's Live Better Longer podcast. We are celebrating Occupational Therapy Month. I am chatting with Fox Rehabilitation occupational therapist, Jadra Smith. Jadra, I don't know if you listen every week to the Live Better Longer podcast. Do you?
I don't, and I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Hey, they're all there. If you go to any streaming service, you can listen to any of the episodes. It's not like you have to listen in real time.
Okay.
All right. But the reason I bring that up, not to shame you, but I bring that up because every so often we have a game called the Acronym Challenge. And I was wondering if you would be comfortable taking the Acronym Challenge today.
I will definitely give it a go.
You sure?
I'll give it a go. We'll see how I do.
Okay. Because I don't want to end the podcast and then you say, why did you do that to me? Why did you shame me on the podcast like that? So I only want to do it if you're cool with it.
Let's try it. If I fail, it's okay.
Okay, but you didn't answer the question. Are you cool with it?
I'm cool with it.
Okay, all right. And just so you know, we have had accomplished clinicians take the acronym challenge and not do so well. So there's really no pressure. I mean, if you've had people double digits, you've been doing OT for 6 years. I'm talking people who've been doing therapy for over 10 years. They didn't do so well on the acronym challenge. So I'm going to give you three. And I think, well, I don't know you. What would be your goal? You want to get one right, two right, three right? What would make you feel good today?
Three would make me feel good. One would make me feel a third of the way there.
You're a go-getter. You want all three. But I preface this with, don't be discouraged if you don't get all three.
Okay.
Because many have fallen in the acronym challenge. So, Jadra, I pulled these off of an occupational therapy website. So it's not like I created these in a vacuum. I pulled these off of an OT website. And who knows, maybe it's like a regional thing. So maybe they only use these acronyms in certain parts of the country. Maybe this is just shorthand for the occupational therapist who posted it online, but we will give it a go today. And who knows? Maybe these will be so easy and you'll be like, Jim, you built that up for 5 minutes. That was a piece of cake. All right. So here we go. First one in the acronym challenge, EOB.
Let's see.
And I think a lot of this too, Jadra, is with documentation. So instead of writing out the long form, you just write the acronym EOB.
Edge of bed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're a third of the way there. There you go.
All right.
You didn't fail the acronym challenge. Edge of bed, EOB. All right. This one has more letters. One more letter. NBQC.
Yeah, this one I don't know.
This appears, I'll give you a hint. This appears to be named after a piece of equipment. NBQC.
Ooh, yeah, I have no guesses for this one.
All right, so this is narrow based quad cane. Are you familiar with the world of NBQCs?
Yes, and you know what? I never abbreviate it.
All right, so even though you missed it, you learned something today. You're like, all right, I got some new shorthand, NBQC.
Yep, there we go.
Because that is a lot of typing, narrow based quad cane. All right, last one. You did get one already, so you do go home a winner. You missed the second question, but you learned some new shorthand today. So the last one in the acronym challenge, TDWB.
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 Touchdown weight bearing?
Yes! Yes! Oh. Yes!
That was usually I've seen toe touch weight bearing, which is interesting. So more like TT, but it just seems so familiar. I was like, well, maybe.
Yes. Whoa, Jadra, 2 for 3. Well done.
All right.
Yeah, TWB, touchdown weight bearing, a touchdown for you in the acronym challenge.
All right. I'm a little bit disappointed about the quad cane one because that one seems so simple, but
no,
I can live with it.
Live with it. I know clinicians are perfectionists. Take your 2 out of 3 as a win today. So, Jadra, thank you for joining us on the Live Better Longer podcast. And you better, or you know what? Get someone to get those OTs in Charleston together for OT month. Don't feel like you have to coordinate. Get a PT or an SLP to coordinate it for you.
Oh, goodness. I don't go that far. I don't know.
Well, Jadra, happy Occupational Therapy Month.
Well, thank you. Happy OT Month to you, too.
Yes, thank you very much. So for Jadra Smith, my name is Jim Shear, and we will see yins later.